Hey everybody, Josh Searson of World Alternative Media here, and we are joined by Tim Pachote of the Liberty Advisor once again here at WAM, and there's a lot of news coming out, and I want to go into the CNBC article that says world's largest hedge fund is reportedly betting on a sell-off, but founder Ray Dalio denies it. And as the article goes into, the largest hedge fund in the world has reportedly staked more than $1 billion that global equity markets will fall during the next 3 months. The wager placed by Ray Dalio's Bridgewater Associates would pay off for the firm if either the S&P 500 or the Euro Stoxx 50 or both decline, people familiar with the matter told the Wall Street Journal. Dalio, however, took to social media later on Friday to dispute the report, saying on Twitter that it's wrong. I want to make clear that we don't have any such net bet that the stock market will fall. And I quote, I believe that we are now living in a world in which sensationalistic headlines are what many writers want above all else, even if the facts don't square with the headlines, he added. You can believe me or you can believe the Wall Street Journal writer. And it shows a tweet there. Wall Street Journal spokesman Steve Severinghouse defended the paper's reporting in a statement to CNBC. And I quote, the journal's article is based on interviews with multiple sources and we stand by the conclusions we reported, Severinghouse said in an email. And I quote, the article does not report, as Mr. Dalio says, that Bridgewater has a net bearish position on the stock market. The article made clear that the trade could be a hedge for the firm's significant long exposure to equity markets, among other possibilities, he added. The journal said in its initial report that the bet uses put options assembled over months by Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley that give investors the option of selling stocks at a predetermined price by a given date. The firm paid about $1.5 billion for the contracts, about 1% of Bridgewater's $150 billion in total assets under management, the report said. And I quote, though we won't comment on our specific positions, we do want to make two things clear, Bridgewater said in a statement to CNBC. First, the way we manage money is to have many interrelated positions, often to hedge other positions, And this changes often so that it would be a mistake to look at any one position at any one time to try to deduce the motivation behind that position. And I quote, second, we have no positions that are intended to either hedge or bet on any potential political developments in the U.S., the firm added. Though Bridgewater wouldn't confirm the motivation behind the bearish bet, many investment strategists and investors alike have grown wary in recent weeks as all three U.S. equity indexes clinched new all-time highs. So let's talk about this a little bit here, Tim. There's a lot of big red flags that are being waved around lately regarding the stock market. There's a lot of evidence that even JP Morgan is trying to signal that it's time to start looking at safety precautions as the market. Obviously, we've seen in recent days, especially, I mean, we've seen it for years, but we've seen this vast amount of currency printed and thrown at the market. And obviously we have the plunge protection team and everything just seems completely fake and artificial at this point. What do you think this story says going forward, what this means?
Well, thanks for having me on, Josh. And first, I want to point out, you know, what hedging really is. So we hear, you know, the term hedge fund and really the term hedge fund, what it used to mean, you know, back in the day is that you'd be able to take another position. So you can be at the same time, you can be long on a position. And then you can also, at some point kind of play with the house's money. And then you can also short the position or you can write put options on the position. So in that way you can protect your potential profit or you can protect how much downside exposure you have. What's gone on really the past, you know, probably 20, 30 years, you know, probably around this, you know, since the time we've been alive really, hedge funds have more come to mean, you know, a lot of different speculation and they don't necessarily even hedge. A lot of times what they're doing is making, you know, kind of really big directional bets or they're playing momentum or it's robots trading each other or they're, you know, looking at, you know, robots going on, you know, Twitter feeds, you know, of, you know, he said, she said, you know, Trump tweeted this about China and now there's all these algorithmic trades. And so that's sort of what hedge funds have turned into. But I do want to point out though, there are, you know, people out there who do actually legitimately hedge. And so when I see that they're using roughly 1% of their assets, what it's telling me is that, you know, and I'm not really sure what time frame their put option is. So if it's a, from my own experience right now, I mean, it would probably, you know, to hedge like throughout the election would probably cost closer to like 5 or 6% of assets under management. So it could just be taking, you know, basically, you know, they aren't, if they didn't think anything was going wrong, they wouldn't spend $1.5 billion on insurance. So no matter how you spin this, you know, if you thought everything was going great, you wouldn't spend, you know, $1.5 billion on downside protection, which is what this is. But it doesn't mean that they are necessarily going to profit from the market going down. They just might lose less money as a result of the market going down, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. So going forward, I mean, there's a lot of evidence that there's a lot of people kind of hedging their bets against the stock market. I mean, you run, you're an advisor. Can you talk a bit about what you would do in this kind of situation as we're seeing this market that seems like it's all-time highs, but all the numbers are fake? I mean, what would you do?
Well, what we started doing is, and actually had a video October 3rd of last year, which was the day before Jerome Powell said that we were on autopilot and that everything was going great. And so I started hedging actually the month beforehand, and I'd never done it previous 10 years leading up to it. Maybe it was August. So maybe, okay, yeah, either way, it was the previous 10 years of my career. I'd never engaged in any sort of hedging through put options specifically. But I have been running a very similar type Bridgewater position, but I would make a caveat though, because if the article that you read said something to the effect of we're not making either a bet on any potential political developments. However, right now for myself and my clients, I'm trying to, you know, somewhat, you know, quote unquote, like election proof their portfolios, because I am trying to bet on different political developments that are going on. And I think, you know, there is a chance that, you know, Trump doesn't necessarily have it in the bag, as I mean, at least with me being Arizona, you being in Nevada, I'm sure basically everyone that you talk to, just regular people, not obviously not people in like the voluntarist circles, basically think Trump has it in the bag. I don't necessarily think he has it in the bag. And, you know, I don't necessarily think that the market will react well if, you know, Elizabeth Warren ends up getting in there, or someone like that. I mean, there's so many bad options.
I just can't picture Elizabeth Warren getting in. I mean, she's so unlikable. And I mean, I don't even know. It's like when you watch, you know, just her own personal history and pretending to be a Native American and writing a Native American cookbook. I mean, it's so cringeworthy. I just can't even picture Elizabeth Warren winning. But I mean, there's a potential that a Tulsi gets out there, or a Yang, if, you know, the media doesn't black him out and stuff like that. And I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's really crazy at this point to even try betting on, you know, political developments, because it just seems no matter who gets in, it's probably not going to work out very well over the next 5 or 10 years. It's so unpredictable.
Yeah, I agree with that. And just to kind of make a quick joke, is, you know, she was adopting, you know, Native American heritage to get ahead, and now she's adopting and taking the image of Bernie Sanders to get ahead, basically just adopting whatever his platforms are. But yeah, so I mean, in terms of political developments in the U.S., I think that, you know, when you take a look at things like the Global Uncertainty Index, I'm not looking at it right now, but I believe it's at all-time highs last time I checked. I mean, like a month or two ago when John and I were doing reports on this, that it was, you know, it's at all-time highs. So it's sort of crazy that we are at these all-time highs. But the reason we're at these all-time highs, and this is a point that we've talked about time and time and time again, is that there's been a lot of news that has gotten worse. And as the news gets worse, the market starts pricing in not only quantitative easing 4, but maybe started quantitative easing 5, or not quantitative easing. You know, basically we're just printing a whole bunch of money, which is then a stealth bailout for the banks, which is then a stealth bailout for the economy. And the other thing is, I know that the Fed also recently commented that they aren't even going to divulge who the loans are to in the overnight repo market for another 2 years. And so essentially what they're doing is they're, you know, able to keep some of these zombie corporations and banks alive. And we don't even, you know, as taxpayers, we don't even get to know which banks are in trouble. And so it sort of obfuscates the entire thing. But getting back to, you know, how we're running money over here, is it sort of works, you know, I guess putting this in layman's terms, because you could talk about, you know, hedge funds, you can talk about put options and calls and straddles and all this, you know, complicated stuff that everyone's heads, you know, eyes rolling in the back of their heads. But, you know, to break it down simpler, it sort of works like, think of homeowner's insurance. You pay a little bit of premium, and then if your house doesn't burn down, you're out, you're out the premium, but now, but it's very nice to have, you know, that reassurance in the back of your head in case something happens. And a lot of times, actually now it's legally required if you have a mortgage. But notwithstanding, if your house ends up burning down, then you're going to be really glad you have that fire insurance because now you end up getting your house built back. And so this works very similar that if you were to have a net, neutral position, if the market were to absolutely plummet, then your put options would then increase in value. And then that would then, you know, replace what you had lost in the S&P 500 in this example. However, let's say we get into QE5 and we're printing trillions of dollars, and all of a sudden now the stock market, the Dow, instead of being at 28,000 is at 128,000. Well, now you would then basically be up, that gigantic percentage minus what it costs in the put option. So it's a way to hedge both the market extremes going up and the market extremes plunging, but you don't want to be running the strategy, in my opinion, forever. If you don't know, as a financial advisor, I've got to make all the caveats, talk to your own advisor. This is not financial recommendations. This is not, this is just for educational, informational purposes. And if you don't like your advisor, then you can come talk to me. We'll have the link down below. But I wouldn't say this is necessarily a pants on fire type strategy that Bridgewater is doing. But when you've got the largest hedge fund in the world paying $1.5 billion, if you thought everything was going great, if it were me personally, I would just save $1.5 billion if I thought everything was going great.
Absolutely. Well, we're in a very historic time as far as the monetary system and the markets go. I mean, we have a currency bubble worldwide. We got the stock market bubble. We got housing bubbles. We got the everything bubble, the derivatives bubble, the pension bubbles, everything happening at the same time. And it's just gotten so crazy. And a lot of people are really concerned about their own future, the future of their money, the future of their ability to sustain themselves and their family. And this is a very scary thing for a lot of people. And it doesn't surprise me to see many of the main top experts, even a bunch of Keynesians, saying, well, it looks like we're entering into a recession. The truth is, we've been in a recession for 10 years. It's been papered over. But nonetheless, it looks like we're entering into a recession. And when you see even the most Keynesian economists out there going, it looks like we're coming to an end here, at least temporarily, that tells you that they're probably trying to cover their butts and they don't want to look as stupid as Ben Bernanke did after 2007 when he said everything was all right. So I should mention
and they were not going to monetize the debt.
Yeah. I should mention that recently Powell said that there's no reason why this can't carry on for eternity. It's so crazy. These people are so
delusional. And he also said there's no reason to think of the unconventional as, that we need to think of the unconventional as conventional now. I mean, that was another quote probably in August that he said.
It's so crazy. So I think it goes without saying, but I'll say it again, as I always do, all fiat currencies eventually revert to their true value of zero, always have, always will, going back to 1024 AD in China, and this time won't be any different. And, you know, these banks get off on, and a lot of these, the governments and the central banks, the banks, they all rely on people's debt and dependence. And, you know, you get a lot of dependence when you're in a lot of debt. So I want everyone to, value this information and not look at it as fear mongering, but more as a way for you to have like a head start at maybe looking into your own wealth and finding ways to cover your butts in the near future. When I mean, it's amazing that it hasn't gone down yet. It's been pushed off so long. It's crazy. And that is even more dangerous. So as I always go into, food, water, shelter, self-defense, you're not gathering things for the toughest guy on the block. Gold and silver is wealth insurance, in my opinion, not investment advice, just my opinion. But you can make your own choices there, do your own due diligence. And of course, cryptocurrencies that are decentralized, properly, fundamentally useful, and blockchain infrastructure technology that you can utilize for a lot of great things. Anyway, Tim, as we wrap this up, I'm going to get into a little thing right after Tim. But Tim, as we wrap this up, can you tell everyone where they can find more information on the Liberty Advisor and become a client of yours?
Yeah, you guys can find out everything at thelibertyadvisor.com. We're offering free consultations for people, also offering free portfolio reviews as well. And so, and we're not, fear-mongering over here. We made money this year. And so, and also when the market, absolutely plummeted right around this time last year, our clients weren't calling us all concerned because, they were only down like 2 or 3% when everyone was, absolutely you know, wrecked elsewhere. And so also I'd say the libertyadvisorshow.com to get on different platforms as well. You guys will see that I do have, you know, a BitChute mug over here. And it's more important than ever that you follow us on other platforms and not just on YouTube, because the YouTube, you know, at least if you're not a communist on YouTube, that bubble already, that's one of the few bubbles that already has popped, unfortunately. And when we saw just last week, Josh and I were hanging out with Sam Tripoli, and he's not even on YouTube anymore.
So yeah, that's what I wanted to threat.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to go into, Tim. I mean, this is the time, folks, for all of you out there to join things like float.app, F-L-O-T-E.app. Join us on BitChute at World Alternative Media. This is getting crazy because we're coming up on December 10th real quick. And on December 10th, YouTube plans to basically possibly delete millions, if not demonetize millions of channels. It's become unsustainable. We could be faced with a $46,000 fine if YouTube just generally thinks that these videos are somehow catered to children. Talking about the stock market, guys. I mean, think about this craziness. So I want to tell everyone to please help us out any way you can, because we are about to go down, and we have until January 1st to raise another $1,281 in monthly pledges in order to keep Wham alive, or else we're going to be gone. That's it. That's all. And then you guys are all going to be stuck.
If like 0.01% of people, you know, became a client, that would be like more than enough to, you know, fund Josh, you know, just from, I mean, we're talking like 0.01, but unfortunately we're not reaching nearly as many people. So it's a higher percentage of the people that actually watch,
right?
But out of the subscribers, you know, it's not a ton. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways you guys can help out, and you know, and we're not fear mongering. I mean, a lot of our friends have already been kicked off.
So yeah, right. So, I mean, as I was saying, there's a Patreon, there's Subscribestar, there's GoFundMe, there's ways to pledge on Float.app. There are so many options for people to check out, and I mean, this is more important than ever. This isn't just going to be us. It's going to be We Are Change. It's going to be Press for Truth. It's going to be News to Share. It's going to be Carrie Wedler. It's going to be people like that. As Tim mentioned, Sam Tripoli has been randomly deleted off YouTube with no way to dispute. I mean, it's getting so crazy out there, and I think it's really important that you guys help out any way you can, or else sooner or later we're just going to be gone. There's no way for us to reach you guys and tell you where to go and where we've gone, and we'll just be disappeared from the internet like a modern day book burning, and we can't tell you guys you know, how to get involved. I mean, this is going to be really detrimental to the cause of free information online, especially considering the fact that you're going to be stuck with Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and BBC and ABC and these guys that cover up for pedophiles, I should add.
Who are now actually getting paid by Facebook as like a carriage fee. So not only are we getting screwed, I'm not even allowed to pay Facebook to even advertise because of the effect that I had. And so it's just such a, like this, you know, we're in this digital gulag where no one can even see us. I mean, another way you guys can help, you know, support us is different affiliate links. I'm going to be speaking at the Dollar Vigilante Summit. Promo code WHAM for that, and promo code WHAM, I believe, for Anarcho-Poco as well. I mean, so it's just different ways. If you guys are going to be there, you know, you just drop the promo code, you save money. Josh makes money, helps pay the bills. You know, lots of different ways that you guys can help. And also, you know, sharing these links too, because these links are not going to be there forever. And then check out, you know, the BitChute, check out Float. I'm on it. You guys go to libertyadvisorshow.com and see all the places, including podcasts. And I'm trying to get Josh in the podcast as well. So we'll get.
I need someone else to do that for me. I don't have time for that. But I mean, again, it's really important that you guys help us out any way you can, or else we're going to be gone. So I really hope everyone checks all those links out below. There's lots below in the description and the comments. There's an outro video that's going to play after this. I'll go into it more. But anyway, with that said, for those that are still watching, I'm trying to think of a good thing that everyone can say below. You know what? I'm just going to make it simple this time around. And for those that are still watching, please comment below in the comments, end the Fed. It's easy. End the Fed, right? It's easy for everyone to remember and for everyone to comment. And I think it's really important because, you know, it's good for the algorithm in our last days here on YouTube. And also it's important because you know, it allows me to see that there are people that watch our videos all the way to the end, as most I find don't. I could see the analytics, most don't, and we get a lot of negative comments 2 seconds after posting the video. So I mean, I want to make sure that you guys are still watching, and if you're still watching at this point, thank you very much for still watching. You are not a slave, and you have proven that by writing end the Fed in the comments. Anyway, thanks for joining us today, Tim. We'll be back with you guys with much more on lots of different news. And of course, join us on BitChute and Float. So anyway, until next time, this is Josh Searson and Tim Pachote signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change. Like what you see here, Wham! Don't forget to check the links below. GoFundMe, Patreon. We cannot do it without you guys. Every donation is extremely, extremely appreciated as we're getting incredibly shadow banned. We've lost 80% of our audience since January of 2019 and counting. They are ripping us apart here on YouTube. And the only thing we could do in the meantime, as we prepare for the next big step, is to ask for help from the viewers that support our free information that we try to post on a daily basis. You can also find us on Subscribestar, where just a dollar a month, that's all it takes, a dollar a month is all it takes to truly make a huge difference. If everyone gave a dollar a month, it would change everything for independent media, and we could win this information war, and we can defeat the mainstream medias eventually. And of course, on Subscribestar, we post subscriber-only content that you'll only see on Subscribestar, so make sure to pledge there, become a patron. That makes a huge difference, guys. And also, don't forget to check out our Bitcoin address below in the comments and description, as well as on the screen for you to scan if you please. And also, don't forget to subscribe to us on the alternatives. We will likely be deleted by YouTube in the next 2 years. It's already happening on a vast scale. So make sure to find us on float.app. That's float.app at Josh Sigurdsson, as well as at Wham, W-A-M. Float.app is replacing every social media, and I mean, it's just incredible the opportunities it provides for not just creators, but for the average person who wants to get away from these nannies telling them what they can or cannot see. They plan to replace Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, Tumblr, Reddit, and Patreon. You could subscribe to us on Float and pledge with cryptocurrency. It's really innovative. We are also on BitChute at World Alternative Media, as well as so many others. Minds, PocketNet. You can find us at World Alternative Media on Instagram. There's many options. And finally, don't forget to join us at Anarchapulco 2020, the famous event, the best liberty event known to mankind, other than perhaps Anarcho-Vegas 2020. There are two major events coming up that we are extremely excited about, and you can use promo code WAM, that's W-A-M, and save 10% on your tickets to these legendary conferences. There's so many amazing people speaking there. You won't want to miss it. So make sure to support in any way you can, even if it's just sharing our videos, pressing like, pressing to be notified. Anything helps, folks. You are the change you wish to see. Thanks for watching, everyone. And until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.
I'm sure you have already changed people's minds in your young age because you're involved, and I like that.